You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Conor Brophy is here with the business news. And Conor, the banks are one of them, at any rate, in hot water again.
That's right, Rachel. Thousands of bank customers who were charged twice for transactions on their cards this week are to be refunded over the next few days. The problem arose at AIB Merchant Services point of sale terminals on Monday this week. And in some cases, accounts were debited twice for transactions. The merchants using the terminal were also credited twice for those transactions. Una Dillon is head of card services at the Irish Payment Services Organisation. Una, we're talking about 88,000 transactions here. How long is it going to take to put it right?
It is a huge number. There seems to have been some sort of a technical issue, and we were alerted to it pretty quickly. I gather that the value involved, I suppose, first of all, it affected the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland and Great Britain, so right across the board, and I gather that the value was in around 4.9 million euros and 2.4 million pounds, so it's, you know, a significant amount of money. We have been assured that the duplicate file was reversed, and that customers should see a refund hitting their account today. Now, we expect that they will be processed late today, so it could be after close of business, but certainly any customers that had two debits on their account rather than one for transactions that they carried out on Monday, they should see a refund going through to their account later today.
It was AIB Merchant Services and one of its technology providers involved, but does it affect customers of other banks as well?
It would do. AIB Merchant Services would process the card payment transactions for retailers right across the board, and again, it's including Ireland and the UK. So retailers around the country would have been affected, where they would have been credited twice for any sales that they took on Monday. So basically any of the other card issuers in Ireland whose customers would have been using those shops around the country, they would have been affected. So as you said, 88,000 transactions were duplicated. We're assuming that that's 88,000 customers. So they would have seen a duplication going through to their account, so they would have seen debits coming through twice during the week. AIB Merchant Services have assured us that they have put through a reversal file this morning, and they expect those. They have been, a number of the card issuers have confirmed that they'll be able to process those through to customers' accounts later this evening.
Why is it though that, you know, we're talking again about another technology issue, albeit that the last one at Ulster Bank wasn't credit card related? Is there underinvestment in technology here behind this?
I think there's actually more investment in technology than ever has been before. You know, we obviously need to find out what happened in this particular instance. It's very unusual. I know in my history of card payments, I've never seen a duplicated batch, you know, right across the board. It has happened in the past where maybe a single retailer has had a file duplicated, but it would be reversed within 24 hours. So, you know, this is unprecedented. I've never seen this kind of technical issue before. So obviously we'll be investigating it, and AIB Merchant Services has been very forthcoming. They, you know, the industry policy kicked in terms of they let us know as soon as they knew that there was an issue, and that meant that we could contact the card issuers involved. We could let them know what cards were affected, and it meant that they had the most up-to-date information. So when people rang their call centres with a complaint, they knew exactly what the issue was.
All right. Okay, Una Dillon, Head of Card Services at the Irish Payment Services Organisation there. Now, Sebastian James, who is the Chief Executive of the electrical retailer Dixons, spoke yesterday of seismic changes in retailing. It's quite heartbreaking, he said, to see all those great brands disappearing. Dixons is just one of a host of well-known names reporting results over the past couple of days. To look at some of the winners and losers, we can speak now to Louise Cooper of Cooper City, who's at the London Stock Exchange. Louise, Dixons there was referring to the woes, obviously, of HMV, Comet, Jessops. Dixons itself, though, did reasonably well.
Yes, the UK sales were up 8%. They benefited, like Argos, which is owned by Home Retail Group, but they benefited from the massive growth in tablet computers. So the PC market suffering at the hands of iPad and its imitators. Also, Dixons were benefiting thanks to the demise of its main competitor, Comet. So exactly, seismic change is exactly how I would reflect what's going on in the high street.
Looking at some of the fashion and grocery retailers, that also a very difficult market, or has proven such over the past couple of years. We saw results from M&S, from Next, from Tesco and from Sainsbury's. Who are the winners and losers there?
Well, food retailing is normally regarded as being quite defensive. So in difficult economic times, when the average consumer doesn't have much money, then actually buying shares in a food retailer is a safe place to put your money. However, what's sort of happened with food retailers, again, there's this been this move to online shopping. People don't want to be bothered to go to a shop and do it themselves, so it's much easier to have it delivered. Now, the problem with that is it actually costs more money for the food retailer to send their own staff around the shop, picking up, doing the shopping, putting it, you know, putting it into bags, and then sending it. It's actually quite a loss-making, not exactly loss-making, but it's nowhere near as profitable as being in the store. And that's, for example, one of the reasons why William Morrison here in the UK has decided to not go down that route. The problem is, it's what consumers want, and therefore you've seen big growth in online shopping, but that's not really helping food retailers' profitability.
Finally, Louise, and I know we're tight for time here, but Primark, people talk about high street gloom, 25% growth for them. Crisis, what crisis?
Exactly. Aldi, over Christmas, food retailer, sales up 30%. So if you're at the bottom and you're selling the hard-pressed Britons a good deal, then they will snap it up. So my neighbour wears Primark. She's a corporate lawyer and she still wears Primark, and she calls it Primarni. That's what she tells her friends at work.
All right, Louise Cooper of Cooper City, thanks for talking to us this morning. Just briefly in currency news, the euro trading at $1.338 this morning at 83.8 pence sterling.
Connor, thank you. It's 5 to 8.